Welcome to Breakthrough Business Strategies Radio, and happy Monday to each and every one. This is your host, Michelle Price, and on Twitter, at Prosperity Gal, coming to you from the Third Coast of Houston, Texas today, where we're going to bring you information on business success mindset, your inner game, and Web 2.0, tool techniques and strategies, your outer game, so that you're equipped to create success in your business. And since it is the first Monday of the month, that means we will learn from Don Cooper today, our breakthrough business sales heretic, as he shares with us how to pay attention to and recognize sales buying signals.
Good morning, Michelle. There are lots and lots of buying signals. And throughout the sales process, you might get dozens of signals from any given prospect. There are nonverbal signals, things like smiling, nodding, when people relax their shoulders, touching the product, if it's a couple or a group, looking at each other significantly, asking questions like, what colors does it come in? Do you deliver? Tell me about the warranty. What's the best price you can give me? Making positive comments about your company, the product, the service, asking about available options, asking about financing, when they share personal information, asking about installation or maintenance, or objections. Objections are buying signals because the prospect wouldn't bother to object if they weren't interested. All these are buying signals. All these are good. However, not all buying signals are equal. There are three different types of buying signals. And just as there are three different colors of traffic signals, there are three different colors of buying signals: green, yellow, and red. A green signal means, let's keep going. I need more information. A yellow signal means, slow down. Let's discuss this for a while, and then we'll decide whether we keep going or we stop. And a red signal means, stop, that's it, we're done, take my money. And the key is to be able to differentiate one type of signal from the other. As a general rule, green signals tend to be about the product or service itself. They indicate that the buyer is in an information gathering mode. They haven't made their decision yet. They're still looking for information to help them make that decision. So questions about the product or service, questions about color, about options, about service, tend to be green signals. Yellow signals tend to be questions that involve more discussion. They tend to be about either the buying process or ownership. Questions about the warranty or guarantees. Questions about financing. Those types of questions typically require a little more discussion. They're bigger issues, and they usually indicate that the buyer is probably going to buy this product. The question is, will they buy it from you, and will they buy it now? Then a red signal is any indication that the buyer has made up their mind. They want this product or service, they want it from you, and they want it now. So when they're nodding, that's a great signal. It may not be red, though. They can nod early on in the process. If you finish discussing a yellow signal issue, something about the financing, and they're nodding with a satisfied look on their face, that then may be a red signal. Red signals are often missed because they're not really obvious. In fact, the most common red signal is silence. And most salespeople and business owners completely miss this signal because we're too busy talking. We fear silence. That silence, though, is an indicator that they've made up their mind. When the prospect doesn't ask anything else, doesn't say anything else, it means they're done. They're ready to buy. What happens all too often is salespeople will make one of two mistakes. Either they'll get a green signal and stop. They'll try to close right then and there, and they get rejected. Because even though they got a buying signal, it wasn't a red signal, it was green. The prospect was saying that they need more information and want to keep going. The other mistake that's frequently made is the salesperson will get a red signal and keep on going. And they can very often talk themselves right out of the sale. So as you and your prospect are talking, pay very close attention to what they're communicating, both verbally and non-verbally, in terms of their buying signals. As you notice those signals, ask yourself, what kind of signal is this? Is it a green signal? Should we keep going? Is it yellow? Do we need to slow down and then decide? Or is this red? Are we done? The more you practice this, the better at it you'll get. And when you can quickly differentiate which type of signal is which, you'll know precisely when to close. That will boost your sales.
Oh, Don's done it again. It's just absolutely amazing. And I've had it pointed out to me, too. And here I've been an entrepreneur for 30 years, is that there have been so many times I have missed those red buying signals. So I appreciate the fact that you're continuing to help us hone our skill in that area. I think that being able to continuously improve our sales skills are one of the most powerful ways we can benefit our business. So thank you, Don. We love having you come every first Monday of the month.